Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on your YouTube, dude, we worked on this for like 2 hours.
Oh, what a lovely introduction by Caitlin Moonshot.
What a great podcast already.
That's lovely. But we're going to do it again anyway, not just because we're horrible people, but because this is the special second anniversary Cultaholic Diddler Cake Fueled special Cultaholic.
That's Can I get out a shot as well? Actually?
That's right. Look at that puppet jack. That's right. It's now yours. And I'm going to put this on the floor so we don't have the word diddler next to us.
Thank you, Matthew.
Phasing it out.
And I'm going to forget that cake's there and I'm going to fall and land in it.
Oh, yeah, you are at some point.
Get in off camera.
Oh.
And also, because it's such an amazing episode, an accomplishment that we're not dead. Jay Adeltman. Yes, the Jay Adeltman from Australia sent us a lovely signed photo. That doesn't have the word diddler anywhere near it, so I might put it there for a bit, but it's going to fall. Here, you have it, Bob Jack. You don't import it anymore.
Buried,
huh?
Beneath a picture.
That's right, because if you like a lot of wrestling on your YouTube, you can join our
join
cult.
Have a baby.
You can have a baby, yeah. One of the two.
And get it a Cultaholic branded baby clothing item. What are they called?
Baby Grow.
Baby Grow.
Onesie.
Yeah. Because that's what Kayla Moonshoes did.
Yes, she did.
That's right. Thank you for that introduction.
It's a big, not only because it's our second anniversary, I just feel like there's been a lot of stuff this week.
There has been. Just begin with, this is Ross, this is Jack. Ross, why do you have a spoon in your cup of tea?
I don't know, just because I have multiple coffees a day. I just keep the spoon in there, just because you've got to mix it, haven't you? Just saves getting a new spoon every time, doesn't it?
Yeah, that rare commodity spoons. Anyway, how the hell are you both?
It's different when you're in a shared office environment. I'm funny with cutlery, mate, shared places. Different people's mouths have been on them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm similar.
You know well, when you put it like that.
Aye. I'm not too bad. To answer your question, how are you?
Good, all over the place.
You're way too early with your attire this week. Way too early.
Knock on all the shops I've been in
this
week.
Oh, yeah, way too early.
Oh, is that a Christmas jumper? Oh,
That's right. It's that time of year where we forget it's November, pretend it's just one big, giant December.
Should mention as well, how are you after your wrestling debut on Twitter?
So, Brian Zane typed me in a post at, what's his name? Darren Corbin. He has been going a lot longer than Baron Corbin, but has heard all the jokes.
I heard you saying this earlier. Imagine your luck if you've been called Darren Corbin for years.
Yeah.
And then he gets called Baron.
How do you think Phil Goldberg feels?
And yeah, someone, I think Brian Zane's acting because the guy looked so much like me. So on Facebook, I went, ha ha ha. On Twitter, they think, how long can I keep this up? And people think I've had a real match. And people are there to take it now. Congrats, man. You're going to be in your own videos and all
this.
Wait, oh no. But I messaged the guy who's name is actually the wrist. Let's give him a cheap plug. Alex Olsen. There we go. Thankfully, he didn't have a stupid name.
By the way, I just want to shout out to I saw a very funny video earlier.
Did you?
It was my first match with Mandrews, which is where Mandrews sits down with a few wrestlers and watches people's first matches. They've only done one episode so far, and it's Mandrews' own match. And
how is it?
What's he doing?
He was multitasking.
Was he even listening?
He was listening.
No, I'm listening. I was just, you were talking. Sorry, I was, Jay Edelman could not exist. I'm a tea or coffee. So, my first match with Mark Andrews.
Yes, and he sits down and watches his own first matches, episode one, with Flash, Morgan Webster, Travis Banks, and Wild Boar. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. Just a really funny video, so check that out. You can find it on Mark Andrews' Twitter, probably. And there's one point where the match is the Sadistic Psycho versus Lightning Kid, and Mandrews is like, guess which one I am? So he comes out 14 years old, real thin, long hair. Travis Banks can't contain himself. He just laughs a lot.
So last week. So that's great. That's a nice plug at the start of the show. Mm-hmm. Everything's tipsy turvy. Yeah. Let's go with the news. Seth Rollins versus Dave Meltzer.
Oh my God.
Get in.
It's the feud of the year.
So to backtrack, this is related to the Saudi Arabia / Meltzer feud. Mm-hmm. It's nice they're doing the old school feuds, one going to another. So last time we were here, SmackDown was about to happen, and we were told, uh-oh, Meltzer had been fed some news from the wrestlers that the plane was delayed and Vince had already left. And it seemed that, you know, it looked like Vincent might have gone, bye.
Was it
enjoy Saudi Arabia.
Pawns in a dick swinging contest with the superstars left back there.
He said dick swinging contest a lot of times as well.
Dick swinging.
He loved it.
Imagine Dave, professional dick swinger.
That's why they had to leave early, because literally dick. Oh, you don't like that over here, sorry. And made it look like, you know, oh, well, if you better give us the money or this show ain't going on.
That was unbelievable, that. I couldn't believe that.
Because I think Meltzer said, there was payment owed and they were given a payment just before the show. So that was a bit, okay. And apparently Saudi Arabia do owe the different people money at the minute, going to the Canadian military. However, Dave then did also say there hasn't been any concrete evidence that it was a fake, like, airplane mechanical issue. That it was all people telling him, presumably wrestlers on the plane going nuts to this on board, or wrestlers in the hotel for 6 hours where they couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Which, again, depending on your perspective, was either, no, we're not keeping you hostage, mate. If you leave, it's going to be an issue. If the plane gets fixed, we have to come looking for you. Mm. You know, you're in the middle of whatever. You're in the middle of the desert. Or, like I said, everyone else just looked at the other way, which is like,
sorry about this, wrestlers, but you may have to stay at the hotel for quite some time.
I think it's not exactly true. But it's been interesting. So they've been on the defensive, and I don't know where it came from. Did Meltzer actually say Seth Rollins gave a speech?
He
was fed info by a source who said that there was a speech. There was a backstage meeting. Yeah. Rollins spoke in the meeting, and
a rah-rah speech.
A rah-rah speech, which, and it was meant to be awkward.
You know, we'll try and guess who the source is. Why not? Who's Meltzer? Who sold Meltzer up the river? The term rah-rah has me believe it's somebody quite old.
Wait, who sold Meltzer up the river? Who sold Rollins up the river?
Who sold Meltzer up the river?
No, because it's
misinformation.
Yeah, it's been a deliberate red herring.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just to coincide with this, you know, this brand new podcast WWE's put in, so they can control all the media about them.
Did you see Corey Graves on that? Or did you hear Corey Graves
on
that?
I don't know.
He was like, stop moaning about it on Twitter, you losers, or something.
To the other wrestlers.
Yeah, and he was sat there moaning about them on his social media podcast. He's not a very bright man, is he?
So this is the podcast that they've said will be the unauthorized, uncensored,
it's not
raw, uncut.
I might get fired, Corey keeps saying, as he interviews Bayley and Kayfabe.
Yeah. Yeah, and even worse than that, you'll never believe what we're going to hear. So Triple H, what's the match going to be? Oh, did you see Tyson Fury? He's so good.
I'll tell you perspectives you fans can't know, because I'm in the business, therefore I know things you don't know. Cesaro needs a push.
I'm going to say it. I don't care for the arrest me. Ric Flair, you were in the best rumble. Oh.
Rah-rah.
Rah-rah.
Does suggest an older person. Yeah. Briscoe. I don't know.
Who was alive during the war? Papas.
Yeah.
R-Truth. was rah-rah maybe what he said? Because you know
it was
how
a rousing, come on, troops. Let's say
it was either a like harumph type noise, or he went rah, rah, because he watches his podcast.
Then there was other things that apparently didn't happen, which has since been like,
yeah, there was Orton apparently Orton cracked a joke, but that didn't happen.
Rusev said something, but it didn't really go anywhere.
I might go to AEW.
Well, a lot of people took that as like true, because it sounds like such an Orton thing to do. He definitely would make an inappropriate joke because he doesn't care. He would just be lounging at the bar.
Streaming a game.
Yeah.
And he said, so what else happened? We've all seen it.
So Rollins then fired, to get back on topic, Rollins fired back at Meltzer after this initial report came out on Monday night saying, Dave, you're a purveyor of misinformation or whatever. But if Meltzer's been told, that's the game journalists are in, isn't it? If they've been told information by a source, a trusted source, that you trust your source, don't you?
And he wasn't the only news site that reported it as well. Mm. I think PW Insider might have as well. So I think Rollins knows what he's doing. But it's obviously I don't agree with Meltzer all the time. I don't disagree with him all the time. But it seems like certain wrestlers love to dogpile on Meltzer when something's gone wrong. And Rollins has gone, he's a dick. Stop listening to him.
It's just journalists as a trade, isn't it? Everyone hates journalists.
Journals.
Yeah, because a lot of people do think that Meltzer just makes up stuff. Mm. But he's not. He does have sources.
Yeah.
again, how does Meltzer check these sources? We don't know.
He needs new
Mabel
ones now.
Was going to be the, yeah. the member of the NWO, as you all know. But he is, and it's funny because, again, everyone else who's going, Meltzer's wrong and incorrect. How dare you? If you want the real answer, listen to my podcast. So it worked very well for Conrad, Pritchard, and now Cody Graves.
Meltzer took it really well. Like, Brian Alvarez brought it up, and he went like, yeah, you know, he's still defending the company despite the number they've done on his career and stuff. I was like, oh! But he said it so casually. It was like, well, savage.
Alvarez could be funny and savage. Meltzer
said the savage line. It was Meltzer who said that. I was like, woo!
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he said it in like a sad...
They're both stepping up.
He said it in like a sad, resigned way. He was like, you know, I don't really... The number they've done on... whatever. It's like, oh! Bloody hell, Dave. Wow. Let him have it.
Yeah. So then what came next after that? There was the apology from Meltzer.
They retracted
it?
Their...
And the retraction. Yeah.
So
and
the,
then
the source was wrong.
Sorry, no, Rollins sent another reply, didn't he? Saying that's not what it was about, Dave. It was about something else that I can't remember.
He said he didn't say a word during, before, or after the meeting as yeah. well. Yeah.
And then big Sean Ross Sapp got involved and had a little interview with Rollins.
What a flex. Tweeted, at Seth Rollins, do you want to give us a DM? Yeah. And people were like, yeah, as if you'll do that, mate. And then he did.
Yeah. Fightful getting the huge yeah. scopes.
Sadly, just gave me a picture of his dick again.
No.
No, he didn't. As a joke, as a joke.
But then, after Rollins got in touch with Fightful, more Raw rosters got involved, apparently. Unnamed, of course, because that's the journalism game. But they confirmed the Randy thing didn't happen and something else happened. I can't remember what it was. It's on the Cultaholic site.
We're throwing stuff to go. Hang on. These of the 10 things you've typed here, and nine of them incorrect, Randy Orton didn't make a joke. but these are the things you're going after, not the whole story. But this makes sense.
Watching it unfold has been like, it's been so, both sides seem so like, well, certain people involved seem very sensitive about everything, which makes me think, well, then it wasn't just not a big deal in Saudi Arabia then.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying it was a full-blown hostage situation or anything like that, but I'm saying that the way the WWE responded to it seems to have annoyed a lot of people in WWE.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it would annoy... Imagine, like, if we were kept hostage right. somewhere and Pachiti was like, bye-bye!
It's all right. Pachiti will help us. Wait. Yeah. Oh. And he's everything's fine.
I've got to go and do graded. Anyone booked for graded tomorrow, get on this plane. Come on.
I spent my last £500 on this billboard, leaving my colleagues in Saudi Arabia.
That was another thing that seemed to get the
looking
roster.
Looking for editors.
The roster irate was the supposed new SmackDown top 20 or WWE top 20, the 20 people that got flown back. Mm. And then apparently, by the way, like Luke Harper and people like that were good. And Eric Young was another one going on Instagram. Yeah. Apparently the superstars must have been told, go and book your own plane. But they were like, well, no. And then they got called unprofessional or something like that. Oh, imagine that. Man. Go and get your own plane. Nah, don't want it. You're unprofessional.
Sorry, I know you've just got a spare 16 million hanging around here, according to this report. But yeah, if you're trying to minimise the idea that it was a hostage situation... Give them a name like the SmackDown 20 is the absolute worst thing you want to call them.
Justice for the SmackDown 20.
Couple of minutes silence for the SmackDown 20. So yeah, this is exactly what you need to do if you're getting valid criticism and stories coming out from your own sources. You attack the source and go, Meltzer's lie. Everything Meltzer said is lies. Apart from the stuff you go... Yeah, apart from that.
it got even better, this story, in the day after, I think, because they then announced a new partnership with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
No, wasn't this announcing the existing one?
Yes, it was. But it's a new partnership.
Which is the same.
With two big events a year.
Which it has been
the entire time. I'm guessing the logic must be that whatever one Crown Jewel is held in the smaller stadium, I think, than the Riyadh one.
Right. Or the Jeddah one.
Yeah, the Jeddah in the spring. That must be the big one. So maybe we're getting, I don't know.
Double Jeddah.
Or they're just talking bollocks.
Double Jeddah.
A double Jeddah, a big double Jeddah.
Jeddah Brady.
Yes, yeah, I thought that's what you were going for. Right? I'm glad you said it, because if I said it, God,
Jedward.
Come for the resting, stay for the punt. I imagine that lots of wrestlers are going to go back to doing what they usually do, because not everyone's like a Rebel Rouser like a David Starr. But I do imagine that when Jake Atlas makes his debut, everyone's going to want to join his stable twice a year.
So that they don't have to go over. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be interesting, though, when the next one does happen, like how many people don't go, because Buddy Murphy was like, never again. Some people were jumping.
Andrade seemed annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they've done the world's biggest battle royal. next time. The world's smallest eight-man over-the-top battle royal. Oh, possibly Zoran.
Mansoor walks into the ring. And your winner, Mansoor.
He's crying in the ring.
Vince, Vince is looking at AEW and GCW going, Invisible Man, gimme. Like it. See, you strike this, you bastard.
In Bryce Remsburg, get me empty. We'll get on to Bryce later on, actually.
Yeah, yeah, critics issue, blah, blah, blah. Three matches for Survivor Series. I'll do them in reverse order. Viking Raiders versus Revival versus Undisputed Era.
Mm-hmm. Tasty. Ooh.
Did we see... Sorry, we'll talk about it later. I'm jumping ahead. You're good.
Becky Lynch versus Bayley versus Shayna Baszler.
Mm, could be very good.
So if it's like any of them after, and Shayna Baszler's going to win, lol. And then what I think I'm using... Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio Jr. 3 weeks ago, Rey Mysterio Jr. was this close to retiring on Raw. And now, because of, you know, stuff that's happened, he's now challenging
he's
for the title against Brock.
He's doing it for Dom.
Yeah, he is doing it for Big Dom.
Dom got done, so Rey's doing it for Dom.
Well done.
Got to say every week.
Win one for the Dommer.
I'm really looking forward to that match. I think it could be really good. It'll be short, but like, I think...
But so's Rey.
Imagine him getting chucked around, and then that one little flash of hope, and then presumably Brock will...
But this is when Brock. This is when Brock has his best match, isn't it? Past two Survivor Series against Styles and Bryan. Yes.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So maybe
the tradition continues. I like.
And he often has good matches against smaller guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ray's even smaller than smaller guys, but
Balor was good, wasn't it?
That means the match will be even better.
Yes, it does.
Smaller the opponent, the better.
Put him against Marcus Stunt. Let's see what happens.
No, that's too unrealistic. Go on, the Fiend.
New match announced for Full Gear this weekend. Rio versus Emi Sakura. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Who taught her, apparently. Learned that this week.
I did not know that.
And whose win-loss record is 1 win, 2 defeats.
Oh, ooh. Balls.
SCU versus Lucha Brothers versus Private Party.
Yeah, the Private Party won a match on... So basically, right...
Why is this match happening?
Because, I'll explain, I didn't include it in the AEW roundup because lots of stuff happened. Mm-hmm. So I can just talk about it now. Mm. The Private Party... got put in the match with the Dark Order because they both finished. It was like a third place playoff for the tournament.
Oh, I see.
And the winners get put in this match to make it a triple threat.
So. When were the medals a thing?
I know.
Brand new medals. They had medals on this week.
It was weird. Just a new thing.
In the tag team tournament.
They weren't very impressive medals,
I thought.
They
were crap, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were from the local cobblers. £3 for a pack of 10.
Oh, go on then. Sean Spears versus Joey Janela. Get in.
I hope they stick like a hardcore stipulation on that one.
We're going to have to.
I loved on commentary because you've seen the dark segment where they're trying to put the pliers to Janela's tongue. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was Tony Schiavone was like, he tried to rip Joey Janela's tongue out of his skull. I thought they were just going to put the tab out on his tongue and I thought that's what the big scream was.
Oh.
Because like smoking's bad for you, Joey. Or whatever they said.
Up here, tab means cigarette, not...
Yeah, tab.
They weren't going to put a tab on his tongue. Now he's tripping out. Let's roll him up.
That'll be interesting.
Joe Jenner with the advantage. Oh no, Sean Spears is just whispering his tongue. Now looks like Matthew at StarCast. Speaking of which, congratulations to our friend and sometimes hallucinogenic thing that appears before me, Ryan Satin.
Oh my God,
You said his name wrong.
You said it right.
He's left now.
You said it wrong.
No, Ryan Satan will always be a friend of the podcast. Like Puppet Jack is a friend of the podcast, but Ryan Satin has joined WWE because they need a... Puppet Meltzer.
Mm.
That's right.
He's going to be
Puppet Meltzer. Did you hear that? Yes.
Puppet Meltzer.
How bad's it going to be when they have puppets on the FN show? When they saw that 49,000 people watch the show on FS1?
That was all that. Why was that? Was there something on?
I had no idea it was even on. I knew it kind of existed.
Oh, you must have. Do you not watch Raw and SmackDown? The season premiere of WWE backstage.
There's a lot of things to be. I watch, and I know I've watched it, but if you ask me who's in that, what's happening, I'm like, Bo. So. Natalia talking to TalkSport. Get in. I think there are some incredible opportunities coming up for the girls. I absolutely 100% know for a fact there will be an Evolution 2 right around the corner. It is currently in the pay-per-views we used to do section of the W Network. Oh. Evolution, so hope that gets fixed.
I saw that, is it Casey Michaels from Square Circle Sirens was saying that Natalia and Sasha and Ronda and somebody were at the PC.
Oh.
So
getting ready for something.
Put two and two together.
Mm. Fair enough.
Get an Evolution.
Aye. And he's a news source that has been very reliable. He had a snafu this week. He announced somebody was signed for the WWE. What's that?
I just said, is that your brother? Snafu, Mafu.
That's good.
Oh,
that was good. I'm sorry I didn't get that.
It means a botch as well. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. It's more interesting than the story, so I'll move on. And new WWE Performance
Center signings. Wait, you can't say that. I'm interested. What were we going
to
say?
Oh, I forgot the person you announced. But it's actually related to the people who are officially announced for the new Performance Center signings. Yes, there are some wrestlers that WWE has not signed. Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Shotzi Blackheart from Evolve.
And GCW.
I hadn't heard of the last two, though.
Indy Hartwell, I don't know. And referee Stefan Smith.
Yes. Well done.
Good times.
I wonder how they're going to do Scarlet Bordeaux's gimmick for PG.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Oh, yeah, she's similar to... Oh, yeah, she's a bit similar to Mandy.
Our Corey Graves come out and start rubbing his legs.
Gets on the commentary table.
Well, I think she's good. I'm excited. And I'm excited for Shotzi as well, because I thought she was really good on the Evolve thing they ran to undercut AEW, which I'd call...
That's
with,
not why
which...
they did that as well. And any of the news this week? I swear there's
Randy Orton signed his new contract.
Yes, Randy Orton signed a big new
2024. Five more years.
Were people under the impression that Randy was
actually leaving?
I think he was using it as leverage. Yeah. He had his feet on the ropes.
But who believed that he was leaving apart from fans online? No one to be was like, believe he was... no, right.
Well, leaving. He might. He could have easily left.
Well, he did, like, on his streams and whatnot, mention them, which I don't know if the same rules apply to him because he's Randy Orton. But
I'd imagine
a lesser talent would have been surely... a finger wagged at them for stuff like that, maybe.
I'd imagine losing Orton to AEW, though that would be a big boost. He's a big star. Like, he's an enduring name. So I think they're probably quite just... I mean, if they spend loads of money keeping Mike and Maria Kanellis around, they're going to be like, well, let's lock Randy down.
Well, yeah. Randy's not pregnant yet.
So. How much money must he be on?
Yeah.
I'm sure Gallows and Anderson was reported 700K per, like, each per year.
That's sweet. Too sweet.
So I reckon it's 5 million.
$5 million.
Per year.
There you go.
Worth every penny.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. If you want to cite that somewhere, cite Ross.
$5 per chin lock. Yeah. Why have we not done a thing where we just like at Meltzer, we're trying to hear some news stories, and then we leak it and we go, we told you that.
and the account was ..
I heard Seth Rollins in a promo.
All right. What did he say? He went,
and then Meltzer reports that.
Yeah, but he types rah rah, he doesn't get the joke.
He's
not a Banjo Kazooie.
Oh, yes.
Meltzer's more impressed with Terry Bogard being a Smash Bros. Ultimate. He doesn't get the Banjo Kazooie references.
I don't get that reference. Yeah.
I'm saying that to be. This is like, you know, when they did like Raw tapings that were pre taped, but they'd like do recordings like, oh, wow, that's hotter than this news story this week.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment, the Hall of Fame. And in condescending order, well, I'm not happy with this to begin with.
It's a shocker, isn't it, Matthew?
It's a stitch-up, as usual. last place, Buckfast, with 5%. The amount of effing Scottish people I had tweeting me, I cannot believe Jack's not had Buckfast and all this.
It sparked a discussion about Jen giving Pachiti his first Buckfast as well.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And he, you know,
it's like a mother hen giving their first born a first glass of wine when they were nine.
Look at wee Adam on the bucket.
Start off with like the animal analogy and then, wine.
Did you just go back to literal?
Yeah, I don't know why I said mother hen. I just meant mother.
Okay.
Look, hen. All right, 5% shotgun there. I think the percentage of alcohol in Bucky is higher than that. Anyway, again, Toby Carvery's all-day breakfast, 9%.
That is flabbergasting.
We do not know the audience at all, do we,
mate? No, we haven't got a grip on them whatsoever.
Not that we're being paid by them or anything, but you should try at least once. Yorkshire puddings, we put a baby's head anyway. And then, an astonishing 86%, William Regal shouting War Games. That might be the highest percentage of anything that's won
this. Buzzing.
You should be, mate. Do you want to give us a War Games?
War Games! Oof. Yeah, great. Thanks, everyone. Cheers for that.
As the winner of last week, you can go first.
I'm going back to NXT for this one. Oh, okay. And I'm really relieved that I didn't choose my grander, because I don't think he would have won. So, sorry, Al, but NXT
that's all numbers. Regal you threw your grander under the bus to win some clout on a podcast.
So, I'm going to now go back to NXT, to the main event this week. I'm going to call it, when we write it in the Patreon, I guess, I'll call it the NXT double bump. Keith Lee pouncing AJ Styles halfway across the ring into the referee.
That was nice.
Both bumped over at once. It was so good. I laughed aloud when I saw it happen. It was that good. So I'm going for the NXT double bump. Keith Lee to AJ to ref. Was it AJ that he pounced?
It was.
Right. It was either him or Anderson, wasn't it? It wasn't going to be Gallows. So yeah, that's mine. The double bump. loved it.
The double bump.
The double bump.
It's another thing we're trying to get over.
I don't know.
We're like AEW, everything we say, we're going to make a T-shirt.
Just call it NXT, because at some point next week, Adam will go, what did you nominate for the Hall of Fame? And then I'll have to remember it, and then we'll all try and find it, and it happen- and we struggle to find it in the podcast. And then when we do, we're like, how do we shorten it down? So I'm just going to call it the NXT double bump.
That's lovely. Do you want to go ahead and talk, Ross? Because I think my contact lens is trying to escape my head. I'm going to watch the video. I'm not like freaking out.
I'm going to AEW this week for my nomination. There was three main highlights of the show for me. First of all was obviously Cody's, I don't even know what you call it.
Soft times.
It wasn't a promo. It was something else, a different level.
Soft times. Soft
times. Silver spoon and all that.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to bother.
The ending to the show I thought was unbelievable. Like the action that happened and the way it happened. But my nomination is the Something of Jericho. That bloody promo package they had for Chris Jericho during this week.
Just all of it.
All of it.
It was fantastic.
It was unbelievable from start to finish. It started off with a reference to something, I guess, which I never picked up on.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Was it a parody of some famous movie scene where he'd
been No. It was the parody of Cody and Brandy. There was a video package where Brandy comes in, starts talking to Cody, and then her voice melts away.
Oh, is that what
that was supposed to be?
Yeah, and then it cuts to Brandy going, like, I knew when this match was announced that Cody would lose Cody for a few weeks because he's so focused, and that's just what they did for this one.
That's why he kisses him. The dark bath as well,
right? Yeah.
Cody was in the salty. What was it? The salty water or something? I don't know.
It was so good.
Salty anyway, all the little nod to Southpaw Regional Wrestling was
Bobsky.
There with Clint's wife,
Patricia.
Patricia, who was Chris's uncle's church friend or something.
Steamboat. What am I talking about? Soul Train.
What was his second name? I've forgotten. Jones was there, and because we looked at him,
couldn't believe it when he came on the
screen. I know,
screen.
And it said "Living Legend" underneath his name. Yeah. We owe him $20 just for looking at him. Presumably, who else was on there? We had Sammy Guevara knocked it out of the park by saying Jericho, in the prime of his life, he's the youngest AEW champion ever, which is true.
Good.
Jake Hager finally found his calling in life is just to stand there and say nothing. It was so effective. More of that. Unbelievable.
It was so good.
And was that... You missed out. So you've covered nearly everything, all the bases, apart from... What did Soul Train say? Coincidentally, the first time in his life, he's not been like named somebody. Like, they couldn't have called him Seth. Seth Jones or something. Yeah.
He said
Chris Jericho's talent is like the breadsticks at Olive Garden, unlimited.
The way he bowed his head after that line is if I know what I've said. It's amazing.
You know, he's the type of guy who goes and tries to have unlimited breadsticks at a place like that, so he doesn't have to eat for a week.
He also said, I don't know anything about goats because I'm not a farmer, but I know that Jericho is the greatest of all time. It was all right.
For the first one.
Virgil said it, so it's funny.
No, Soul Train.
Soul Train.
Soul Man.
Soul
what was
Man.
The name?
That's a song, for God's sake. Oh. I've been listening to Blues Brothers. Soundtrack the other day. Tune. Man. But almost as good as Blues Brothers, if not better, was this promo segment.
It was very good.
Oh. Wait, why couldn't they call him... Virgil's not trademarked, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it was disrespectful. WWE. But Dusty, wasn't it?
But like one.
Yeah, but Virgil is. It's WWE.
Yeah, but just the name Virgil. No one wrestler could just call himself Virgil.
I guess you can't. Imagine if you came out wrestling as Virgil.
No, you know what? I think I should make the segment even more boring. So, that's a good pick. Thank you for setting me up there because I couldn't think of one. Nominate me freaking eye because that was doing a good job of ruining the show. I'm going to say the Spanish God Sammy Guevara.
Okay.
Because look at them. Look at all of them. Look at them with both your eyes.
What
even this
him?
One who's trying to kill us.
Because he's a handsome man or because he's good at wrestling and that?
He's both. Okay. Both are very valid reasons. Yeah. It's not because I can't think of anything. I can't even think of a joke this week. It's literally just been Terry Bogard's at Smash and that's crap.
He lost the handsome off to Kip Sabian in the first match, the first singles match.
VAR needs to be brought in. Just saying.
Don't ruin another thing with VAR.
The game's gone,
Matthew. The game is gone.
Was it Roberto Firmino's armpit was offside?
Clear and obvious, apparently. That's a different podcast. I've got him on Straight to Hell on Saturday, and he was good.
Have you?
Aye.
Get in.
Sammy Guevara.
I thought you meant Roberto Firmino. Because you had on your go-go, and I was like, he's just expanding.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're watching, Bobby. Bobby Firmino.
Was he good?
He was very good.
That's good.
That's nice.
Called me ugly early on. Got off on great.
Jesus Christ.
So, you know. That's nice. I was just like, you're a sexy Spanish god. And he's like, yeah, no one's called you that. Or something like that. I was like, he was like, maybe one person will. Someone who's blind. And I was like, fair enough. There's nothing I can say.
Jesus Christ.
No, that's one. You can't have that. That was the cheeky plug. Ha, I did it deliberately. I didn't do it deliberately. The plug your show. MJF's commentary. Yes.
Oh, my God. He came out.
Yes. Ignore everything I just said. MJF's commentary. Oh, my God.
That was last week, wasn't it?
No, it was Dark this week.
Oh, yes, of course.
And he said so many things that they had to edit the show. And the official explanation why AW Dark was later than usual on YouTube was because they had to edit out some of his comments. No, you can't say that. The point where it was so late going on YouTube, Impact Wrestling tried to get some clout.
I saw that.
Oh, I might as well watch wrestling while AW's Dark or something. Joey Janela replies, you did your pay-per-view off Josh Matthews' phone last time. Shut up.
Yeah, they were like, if you're struggling to see in the dark.
Oh, that was it. Sorry. Some awful pun. Yeah, that worked. But what's some of the comments? He went, Jimmy Havoc, he's got a body like a Greek statue. He's pale and got no arms. Marco Stone made the hot tag and he went, oh, God, he's in it. Sitting here like a doghouse on fire.
Who was that?
MJF.
Oh, very good.
And then Georgia killed him. Yeah. But no, so MJF on commentary, absolutely. Sorry, Sammy, but if you're getting Ross's clout, we're going to spread the clout like butter on bread. So three great pricks.
That's like my Hunter Hearst Helmsley snafu before.
That they left in and got demonetized. But it was worth the money we didn't make just to hear.
Hey, upwards of three people might have laughed at home, and that makes it worthwhile.
Yes.
We laughed for all the people who didn't.
Three great picks.
Oh, it's so easy.
The NXT double bump.
I've forgotten mine. Oh, the Jericho promo package.
Yeah.
Sorry, got lost in the moment there.
MJF on commentary.
Why do you call it the package of Jericho?
The package of Jericho. I was looking for something of Jericho, but I couldn't think of him. Not creative guy, me.
No, we're not.
Perionic.
And you can't go to. Yeah.
Perionicultaholic.com. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Leave that in.
Perion.com/cultaholic.
I knew it was.
Perion.com/cultaholic.
That's us. This week in the wrestling.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's this bloody week in the wrestling!
Yes, what a great podcast it is. And you would think it couldn't get any better. That's right, Jen. This week in wrestling.
Jen? Oh, right.
That's right. Sorry. I'm pretending that we've heard the voice that only I could hear.
Segway. Her new show, right? And I'm just waiting.
She's got a new show.
Wait for the noise. It's coming out, right? I think it's either Saturday or Sunday. I should have asked Alan before coming.
This weekend.
It's this weekend. It's coming. Do you hear that? Ping! All the creeps on Twitter.
No.
No. I mean, all the lovely people who just care about Jen's well-being.
More than any of ours for some reason. Don't know why, but...
Oh, no, I've got some too. SmackDown! Brock Lesnar quits SmackDown and heads to Raw to hunt Rey Mysterio. That's right, we went 3 weeks
By ignoring the draft. Who had three? Anyone?
But also, Ray can't appear on SmackDown because he's contracted to Raw and the USA Network.
Yeah. But Brock does what he wants.
But no, but Ray's been on every single Friday Night SmackDown apart from the most recent one.
Of course he has. Oh, yeah? I didn't even notice because there's so much... I'm so confused now.
But first, people ignore it because, well, he did beat up his son.
Yeah. Mm. But he's still there, though.
Do you think Fox are annoyed?
That's it. He thinks, but you beat up my son. You can't come in.
Do you think Fox are like, oh, because they wanted Brock because he's legit and, like, famous.
Yeah.
And now he's gone.
I'm fully convinced they've just paid $1.5 billion for memes on Twitter. Do you see them going, like, when the NXT roster invade, they had the Russian slapping competition thing, meme thing.
Is this the Fox? Yeah, the WWE on Fox account?
Yeah, just that one.
It's just the Combat AEW Wrestling who has been posting so many memes that people thought it was me. It's not. I'm flattered, thank you. But because they literally look at it like, I'm like, oh, can we make this good? They're just like, no, just do any meme. To anything is a meme. So Brock Lesnar quit. This was also the SmackDown in Saudi episode. So the Lesnar did not have the proper title. He had like a replica one off the shelves. That he probably kept. Sold on for a sneaky profit. Pat McAfee joined commentary.
Fantastic.
After Aiden English. I tweeted something and it got a lot of traction. I'm like, oh no, people don't think this is real, is it? He said Shayna Baszler was the Queen of Hearts. She's the Queen of Spades. Martha Hart, the Queen of Hearts. And
no, it's Papa not. Kathy. It's Natalia.
No one.
I need to spell it out.
I know, right? Yeah, you're probably right. But Pat McAfee joined him, and I was like joking, like, it's such bad commentary that, like, yanked Aiden English off with one of those, like, canes you see in, like, old films. And I was like, no, I don't apologize to Aiden English.
He was a vaudevillain. It would have made sense. It would have fit his gimmick quite a lot. I miss the vaudevillains. If only there was a way I could relive Simon Gotch's voice somehow. That was recommended to me thrice a week.
Talking about what would you like to hear?
Oh, Simon Gotch talking about Moria.
Into Amore. Well, that's very specific.
Into Amore.
And then Pat McAfee showed a lot of enthusiasm.
Can we talk about this? Could have been Hall of Fame worthy. Pat McAfee's story to get there, to get to SmackDown. Triple H called him on the day of, I believe, saying, "Can you get to? Are you at home? Can you get wherever SmackDown? Was it Buffalo?"
Yes.
And Pat was like, "I'm not at home, but I need to go this place straight after the show, but I can get there." So Pat was calling all the airlines, couldn't find anything. Rang someone to do with the Minnesota Vikings, a billionaire with lots of aeroplanes. I was like, "Can you lend us a plane, please?" And this guy did. And so Pat was there on his private jet getting fed steak, apparently on his way to SmackDown, living the life.
See, I couldn't tell if that was real or not.
Yeah, well, I believe every word he said.
I'm so jealous of Pat.
I know. He's love to have that charisma and athletic ability. Yeah.
Charismatic, handsome. He just walks into jobs that are fun. It's like he's just got an XFL commentary job.
Yeah.
Well, you're halfway there, Ross.
with what?
Being Pat McAfee. Actual charisma.
No.
Private jet.
He walked into and just obviously because he appeared on SmackDown with nay sleeves and shorts. And he said he walked in with a suit just in case WrestleMania happened again.
I was going to say, right?
But it didn't. So he's
trying to make eye contact Michael Cole, who's like this. And then, Shayna Baszler beat up Bayley. After Bayley beat Nikki Cross. Riddle and Keith Lee beat up Sami Zayn. I thought it was a very unfair segment, to be honest with you, poor Sami Zayn. But
former NXT champion, Sami Zayn.
And then Tommaso Ciampa came on Miz TV, and I thought Ciampa was a bit of a dick here, to be honest with you.
He is Ciampa.
Because he did the Daniel Bryan thing of, like, I wrestle really cool, and I broke my neck, and Miz is like, probably shouldn't land on it so much then, should you, mate? And they beat Miz in a match. That was all right. And Rhea Ripley and Tegan Knox, who misspelled as Knox, like Mike Knox, beat
did
Mandy
I?
And Sonya. No, they did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, you spell it correctly, meaning you are better than WWE.
Thank you.
And then Daniel Bryan challenged Triple H, but instead faced Adam Cole for the NXT title. There was always awkward.
Minge teasing bastards.
Shawn Michaels as well, yeah.
Have you always had this? Have you ever had this, I should say, when you see your ex in a club and you're quite keen to, like, look who I'm with. Look, I've got someone. That's what the vibes I got. Daniel Bryan seeing Triple H. Like, look, I've got a sexy Adam Cole now. Just me. All right. Cole wins clean after an excellent match. And all NXT folk get in the ring, including Big Pat. We are NXT. And yeah, I think the world was going to go with the NXT invasion anyway, but people are like, oh, SmackDown in crisis. It's like Delta Force with Chuck Norris and all this. Ended up being a really good SmackDown.
It was the best one in ages.
Yeah. So
They always do the best when their plans get ruined somehow. That's when
But I think they're always going to do the NXT invasion. It's not like they booked a quick scramble.
No, because
it was a scramble.
What was booked for that week's SmackDown was Roman Reigns versus King Corbin.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually.
I said, damn you, Saudi Arabia. Because I said, We got robbed. Thankfully, it's happening this week in Manchester, though.
Yay! Yeah. Owen's going. Our editor, Owen, and my flatmate, is going to the double taping in Manchester.
Did he lose a prediction video?
No, he's doing it. He's paying his own money, man. Bless him.
Wow.
He's going to enjoy it. I think he's going to have a good time. She likes wrestling.
Why is there? The Oasis play. Raw. Brock looks for Ray and beats up people up around the building with his real title on. Eventually, he threatens Lawler, so Dio Madden stands up for him. Because
Mama didn't raise no chump or fool or whatever he said.
What it?
No, Mama didn't raise no chump. An idiot, yes, but not a punk or something like that. Basically saying, I'm brave, but I'm stupid.
Which rap album's this?
Mama said no.
Partakes an F5 through the announce table, and everyone went, wow, Dio's actually big.
He's like, huge.
He's massive, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I can't believe he said to Brock, though, you think you're tough now, huh?
Right. Yes.
That just made me laugh.
What were you going to say? Was that what you were going to say?
That was what I was going to say.
Sorry, I cut you off. Oh, right.
Yeah, Dio is massive. You're a massive tough nerd, that is.
You think you're tough now because the commentator's standing up to you. Is that...
Yeah, like like in the kayfabe, you know.
Yeah.
The failed wrestler turned commentator. Hmm. Standing up.
Did he used to play
I was going
to
say, yeah, didn't he just go, yeah, do you not recognise us? Of course you don't. You didn't play in the NFL, remember?
He did used to play in the NFL. Yeah. That's why he's such a freak, because he's massive.
That's why he's called Madden.
Oh, no, he goes to the gym.
Is that why he's called Madden?
I believe
is that an American thing? I don't know what it means. I know it's the game.
John, it's his favourite. Yeah, for
It's like a
football commentator turned video game.
It's like if FIFA was called Tildesley. It's really weird.
Motson 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's, big anime nerd, loves the sports, so what would it be over here, like Pikachu Ginola? Anyway, takes an F5 to the announce table. Dio, that's an NXT name.
Pikachu Ginola.
Yeah. JoJo, can't think of anything. JoJo Simpson is a, like OJ Simpson, is a big boy. Ray, I'll stop doing that. Ray attacks Brock with a pipe.
Yes.
You picked the wrong house, fool. And says he will fight fire with fire.
He'll take the thing that means most to Brock.
Until
the
he reaches
WWE
that,
Championship.
Until he goes to find Brock's son, finds out he's just as big as Brock, and leaves. New tag team, Charlotte Flair and Natalya beat the champs, tagging out Asuka clean with the sharpshooter. This is Asuka's second only submission loss. And it's to Natalya, who has all the power of the Saudi Arabian people.
No, look. I just hated this, right? The match was pretty good.
A lot of people hated
the match
this.
Was all right.
Do you reckon because of Saudi Arabia, and obviously Natalya won there, do you reckon that'll like impact on her like just normal career now? She'll be the strongest woman.
Give her a wee push.
Because, you know, they paid the money for that match and the win and the whatnot. So, you know what I mean? It'll bleed over.
Maybe.
With pressure from certain people.
Do you know what I think?
Nah, because okay. they'll go wipey. Oh,
I get that vibe from Natalya. I'm sure she's a nice lady, but it's just now it's meh.
I just understand why they always beat the champions in the run up to. They did it on AEW with the.
That means they're
title,
getting a push.
Yeah, I guess.
Like under WWE rules, I don't know. I have no idea what's happening. But yeah, Asuka lost, so you know.
Brilliant hot tag in the match.
Oh my god!
Hey dear.
Whose fault was that? Everyone's going...
Kyrie's, I think.
Right.
Because Kyrie missed her tight timing.
I reckon Charlotte's. And I'll tell you for why.
Why?
Because the thing that wrestlers do, isn't it, is the one reaching over does that, and then they turn their palm upwards.
That's when it's time to tag in.
Because they can see when the heels are going to tag. So they go, wait, now it's time for the hot tag. I reckon, because there was never a tag, she was going to get cut off. Mm. And I saw people complain about Natalya not turning her hand over or whatever, but there was never going to be a tag, so she didn't need
it. You can't moan at Natalya for that. Yeah, why not know that?
It's not even Natalya's, fault. And I think Charlotte was just too close to her. Or like you say, it might have been Kyrie's for
Charlotte's
too long.
Just too long.
Yeah, Charlotte was like halfway across the ring already.
She had surgery on her arm, and it's bigger than she thought it was. But I like to think, George Animal Silver interview once, it was something like, he said, referee was like, I know Hogan's supposed to be protecting the champion, just what happens if, like, Hogan, he's knocked down, he doesn't kick out. He goes, this is what you do, referee. Yeah, I'm covering Hogan, whatever, and he's a champ. You go, one, two, So I believe Natalya should have been, Charlotte,
off the apron.
Off the apron, took a bump. Anyway, Seth is in the ring. Sorry, no, come back, don't click off. The Fiend has taken the belt to SmackDown. So Brock's back on Raw. All Seth's hard work is for nothing. You may have not heard this if you watch the show due to the booze Seth was getting. Driggs comes out and talks about his history with Seth. Seems to offer him a spot in NXT. Later, Seth wants a title match with Cole and gets it. He wins, but only by DQ as the Undisputed Era attack. Big Raw vs NXT brawl to close the show.
I think this is very big dive as well.
He did, yeah. I think it was a very smart thing them to go, Rollins isn't that popular right now. How about we tease that he's going to turn bad? Because that's a lot more interesting than pushing him out. Like, basically doing the exact same thing they did with Roman Reigns for months and go, we don't know how to write good guys. Go out there and talk like an idiot. So
it's, yeah.
Should we buy some more?
Very good. I really like this angle. It's intriguing, is it? It flavors the old Austin real Stone Cold thing from the invasion.
That's right.
So that'll be it. Survivor Series. Team WWE are down. Out he comes.
With a pool cue.
What would be the 2020 version of that? Because he won't be in a pub now.
He'd be in a CrossFit gym.
He clocks someone with a dumbbell.
He gets those big weighted ropes and puts them in the corner. Also, Bobby Lashley.
He owns a coffee shop in Iowa, doesn't he?
Throws a coffee at someone.
There we go. That's
Also, Bobby Lashley injured his groin from having sex a lot too much.
Yeah.
I'm so sad this got proven to be a lie.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, where he just attacked him like he was fine afterwards. Oh. What a shame. What a line that is, though. This feud is getting great. Great, no, I tell you.
I'm too sore because I was shagging your wife too much.
That's fine. I'll just wrestle Drew McIntyre. Yeah. Didn't question it. He was like, wow. God, no wonder she left me. Jesus Christ. She should have come out in a wheelchair.
That's what Marina Shafir did that time.
Yeah.
When Velveteen Dream accused Roderick Strong of having a very small pair of genitals, what we're talking about, a very small penis. So then Marina Shafir tweeted, this was from our wedding night and she's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Yeah, remember that? I talked about it on the podcast.
Because he's hung.
That means...
That's what he does.
Oh, God.
The audio people are going to be... What did Ross just do? Bloody hell.
I fell off my chair.
They'll get many of them to pound. AEW. It just says, poor Bryce Remsburg. All right.
Yeah.
I saw this. Bless him. Because I got told, oh, yeah, by the way, Trent kicked out of the Red Arrow. And I went... Excuse me? What are they thinking having this? And Washi goes, oh, no, he didn't.
has anybody ever? Because I know there was, I Googled this and the top result was, can someone actually point out to me when Luke Harper kicked out in NXT? Apparently that was a thing, but no, Harper got involved. Wow. Rowan got involved.
What about Rollins? Did he get his foot on the ropes when Neville was almost the champion?
Yeah, he did. That's right.
So that's the closest we've come, apart from Trent, obviously.
And again, he should have did the Natalia thing. One, two. But you didn't kick out.
You know him. Is he a nice man?
He's lovely. Oh. Not like bursty, but he's just such a good ref. And I had to feel bad because...
Pac wasn't happy with him, was he?
Who's that?
Pac wasn't happy with him, was he, after the match?
Pac's never happy. He's a bastard.
Was he actually not happy with him?
He did say something.
Just looked unhappy at the end.
Did you notice? He came out and said, you have been saying your words. That rude word. And I went,
well.
Not the cake word.
Well, did you not get the tweets overnight?
I did get the tweets, but I want a confirmation because the fans are sometimes wrong.
Bleary-eyed this morning, so he's on to you, lads. And then watched that clip just out of context, and I was like, oh, my God.
Ross opens his bedroom window. He's dead.
Oh, hello, postman. What have you got? You're not a postman.
That would be impressive, that, because I live on the third floor. The man who gravity forgot.
I just remember...
like David Blaine.
I remembered, though, that I think he's referring to... I remembered Hangman saying he's going to do some real cowboy S-word.
That's on a shirt.
No, but I think that's what he meant. Like,
that is what he meant, yeah. But out of context.
Wait, what if AEW put out a diddler shirt?
No.
They can have
They're
it.
Welcome
they
to
can
it.
Go
They're
for it, yeah.
No, you've said it now. Think of all the pennies we've missed out on.
No. Oh,
would you walk around in a shirt that said that word?
I know some of our fans would, but I wouldn't.
To be fair, I used to walk around in a pink shirt that said dickhead. That's not quite as bad enough.
R.I.P. Marco.
I used to walk around in a Sunderland shirt.
He said that himself.
I did, yeah.
He's putting it up. Don't want to know he's making fun of himself. Cody could say, great promo. That's stipulation that if he doesn't beat Jericho, he'll never challenge for the title again because maybe they pushed him a bit too hard to begin with and have to do something. I don't know.
It was a great promo.
I thought it was all right because I saw the reaction and it was like, my God, what a promo. And I just think he was, you know, if he's trying to make his voice crack. And
no,
like,
he does that very well. I'm doing it for my sister.
But if he does it every pro...
I can't do it either, evidently. My mom!
He's like, how dare you say that I've got a famous dad and I haven't struggled. That's me, Cody Rhodes, son of Dusty Rhodes. Like, wait, hang on. But I know where they're coming from. I thought it was all right, but...
Well, he was just saying they both got a silver spoon. They share it, don't
that
they?
Bit was good.
Yeah. I thought it was very
but
good.
He, you know, but he started the promo talking about, he's like, here's some names.
Eddie Graham.
Eddie Cowboy Graham.
Bill Watts. The American Dream, Dusty. I thought it was good. I saw a comment on Reddit, and I said it in Graded as well, that they said, like, you could pause it every, like, few seconds and there'd be a quotable line. He jammed so much in. I thought it was really good. I'm a big fan of Cody. I'm quite biased, but
that was the best promo I've seen for a long time, I'd say.
Name Jericho's the heel when he introduced in a circle.
Jericho,
the one where he got Dustin. Yeah, I have to think that
his older
Dustin
brother.
The team.
Yeah,
that killed.
I liked when the Young Bucks mocked it though.
I need a royal rumble.
Oh, Undertaker.
That one time, the Young Bucks were funny.
Oh.
Goes, I'm joking, Bob.
No, you're not.
Wow.
Jericho's amazing video package. I'm putting Cody and Brandy Star videos. Already had that.
Yeah,
Soul Train Johnson was the name.
No, I wrote it wrong, I think, on the thing. I think it was Soul Train Johnson.
Soul Train Johnson was not his name. Jericho's called the youngest agent. His aunt's friend from church's interview. Jake Hagish says a lot and says nothing. It's all very good.
It is very good.
The main event is Omega and Paige versus Jericho and Guevara. Pac interferes to cost Paige the match. A lot of sexiness going on this match. Cost Paige the match, and there's a huge brawl at the end featuring the Elite, the Inner Circle, and even Moxie, who comes out of the crowd to get a piece of Omega.
Yeah.
Woof. They get that right flavour of, like, Raw 2000, that ending. Every week it was like that one.
By God, it's chaos.
Yeah. They do it very well.
And
it looked like it was going to be a WWE ending, because they were both on, like, opposite sides of the ramp. And then they just went for it again. Yeah. I was like, yes, go on.
Also, the line of, it's not mentioned in the highlights for some reason, Orange Cassidy getting a kick in, and then Tony Schiavone go, oh, he's black and blue Cassidy now.
Oh.
I like that.
Also, Cody's saying that when the two teams finally meet, it'll be a match beyond, which is a tagline for the old War Games.
I think he made his voice crack. What did you sound like?
No, a match beyond! No.
Thank you.
I sound like Scooby-Doo or Shaggy.
What does Cody Rhodes sound like? Have you seen a Joe? Have you seen a ghost?
Oh, I can't do it, Matthew.
Sorry, I thought we had chemistry. Carry on, Jack. I'm sorry, mate.
It's been a while.
I pushed it too far.
I know, it's been a while.
Jinkies. So, Jinkies is what Daphne says.
I know.
And then Jericho comes out and says, I would have done it for you meddling kids.
You diddling kids.
No.
Bastard.
Pac's like, what? Cody said the match beyond thing, which makes me think that they're going to invent a stipulation that's very similar to, but not legally the same as War Games.
I was thinking that, because obviously WWE have the trademark for War Games.
Because MLW had it.
Yeah. Does that mean they've got, like, the trademark for the concept as well, like the cage?
Right.
They can just change it slightly, can't they? Because TNA did Lockdown.
Yeah.
So I reckon they'll just invent a new one and call it the Match
Game
beyond.
War.
Yeah, Game War.
There you go. He's just 5K in my life. But you should have done it properly, like, one match beyond. Nah, nah, nah. And everyone just stops brawling, does that. NXT, most professional podcast you've ever seen in your life.
Every 5 minutes in the match.
3, 2, 1. Nah, nah, nah. Mate,
just imagining Cody and Jericho just like.
He's about to get the pin. Oh, no, the time has just run out. Just you wait. Blanche's on the outside. This takes me back. NXT. The OC attack Undisputed Era outside and kick off the show. They're confronted by Ciampa, Riddle, and Keith Lee, who turned on a 6-man tag the main event, which ends later on. Skip ahead. No contest. As Balor comes out and attacks Riddle, he and Styles exchange cool boy poses.
Cool boy poses.
Cool boy poses.
Because they were cool boys. One was doing that.
Yeah.
One was
But Cole interferes and attacks both Styles and Ciampa.
I like the super kick through the gap in the Styles Clash.
Yeah.
Cole's the best pinpoint super kicker in the biz.
This is nice. And again, there's intrigue and interest along with the great matches in NXT. What is going to be the plan B?
You know what my intrigue is, Matthew?
What?
It's, you know when Bobby Fish gets attacked right at the start by the OC? What comes out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Was he sick? I did,
like,
it's like GTA when you fire someone.
Yeah. Because I was looking, because it was condiments on the table. So I'm like trying to look, is that brown sauce? But
might have been tobacco spit. Would they do that on the air?
Oh, that.
Because they all do it, the wrestlers, don't they?
Yeah.
Dip guys.
But when you just look and there's just this brown.
My wife.
Yeah.
I realised what that looked like when I was doing that. They put the stuff in the cheek. Oh, dear.
Make an offer, can't refuse. Pete Dunne gets his win back over Damien Priest. And I thought this was very good with Damien Priest here. Who I've watched and gone, all right, I get it. Damien Priest, you're a deviant art character from 2006. All right. But he had this bit here, and it sadly played in the break, so I had to see the replay thing at the end.
he like hit like punch, punch, elbow, punch, 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 and Pete Dunne fell down right in front of him, and he just went, yeah, and wiped off the sweat off his abs onto him. I thought that's cool.
Yeah, so I like he's being good. He's growing on me.
Yeah, Killian Dane attacked him afterwards.
Because, attacked Pete Dunne,
and then Damien Priest was like, oh, I don't like you either. I don't know why he did that, to be honest, because then Killian Dane beat him up. Shayna beat Dakota Kai, and it all turned into a brawl between the two sides ahead of the women's war game match. Mayhem turned to type a kendo stick, and Ripley then decided, you know what, Mayhem, you can be on my team, and there were much evil starings.
But we don't know who... Or do we know who Shayna's whole team is?
No, it's one left.
Oh.
And they've just annoyed someone.
Okay. All
right. It's a bit weird. It is, as someone that online described it as, well, why is War Games on ball show like you're picking people for football and team? I love you, whatever. But it's working all right. And Angel Garza beats Tony Nese to become number one contender for the Cruiserweight title. And this was nice because Angel Garza obviously has the rip-off trousers. I mean, I guess all trousers are terrible if you pull them hard enough, but he went to give him a powerbomb thing, and just Tony Nese gave him a running powerbomb. The trousers like he went he powerbombed the hell out of his trousers.
Yeah,
and then Angel looked at him, I was like, huh? And then he's like, hello.
And then he slapped Leo Rush.
He did
good. Not because I've got anything against Leo Rush, just good intense build.
It was a good slap.
Yeah, it was a good slap.
And Leo was like, okay.
If they get time, they could have a wicked match as well. Both good wrestlers.
Yeah, and this is the future home for 205 Live, I believe.
Yeah,
it was taped before last night's NXT, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
To air on a Friday.
Good. It took them 3 years to figure this out. Great. And that was all NXT. What else happened this week? Is that everything? Did anyone watch backstage or?
I saw the Firefly Funhouse. That's all I've seen from backstage. And Paige having a go at Rollins again. I think I saw that somewhere late one night.
Before saying we're friends.
Yeah, she doesn't like him.
I like Paige.
She's like, you try too hard with your burn it down, huh? Stop caring. Toned it down there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Cool. So much wrestling, you have to go. I've covered everything. And there'll be like three pages.
I'll think of two things.
Oh, go on.
So in Power, Colt Cabana won that North America, like the secondary NWA belt, back from James Storm. And in New Japan, they're teasing like a Shibata return to action. Like him and Kenda have been having a bit of a to and fro. So if they book Kenda versus Shibata for Wrestle Kingdom, that's mint. They're going to kick each other really hard.
And that's bad for Shibata.
Mm. Yeah, it is, but for the fans, selfish fans, it's really.
Oh, right, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan was getting chucked about by Brock Lesnar after he came back, and he's fine. He's fine.
He literally this week said he's be retiring soon.
Did he? Oh, dear. Maybe Shibata shouldn't come back. Tanahashi and Jericho as well. For Wrestle Kingdom. So Jericho appeared on the screen and went, I'll have you, Tanahashi.
Yeah. Jericho's doing New Japan.
Yeah, he's doing Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, which further stirs the pot about the possible New Japan AEW alliance that was teased. How was it teased? Was it a wrestling promo? No, it's when Omega dressed up as Sans from Undertale and had the New Japan logo appear as the scary boss.
I think it's just that people like Jericho and Moxley will have it allowed in their contracts. They're allowed to go and work for New Japan if they want.
That's more than likely, isn't it?
But, you know.
Try and smuggle Ibushi in a suitcase back. Rather like our favourite film.
Man with the Golden Gun. Excellent.
Let's have a rummage in our mail bags.
Before we begin, this is a big week, everyone. Prepare yourselves. This mailbag is huge. I'm loving it.
Get in. It's time for the always mildly offensive mailbag. Come on. Hey, guys. I work in an off-license in Portadown, Northern Ireland, and can confirm that Buckfast is the most popular alcoholic beverage in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Get in. After attending a conference last training day, I can confirm that the numbers on a bottle of Buckfast have nothing to do with flavour.
Wow. Mythbusters.
But just the batch number. Ross, you are not the only person to think it affects the sweetness alcohol level, as there were many people who used to empty the fridges to find their favourite number.
Well, I did that in Birmingham.
Did you?
Yeah, because I was told by somebody, the lower the number, the stronger it is, or whatever, the thicker it is, whatever it is. Whatever, but it's not, you know, buddy. So I was stood there in this tiny little corner shop just going, I got a number two.
And can you believe it's the same price as number six? Idiots, they don't know what they're doing.
Mine's stronger than yours.
to then leave me and my colleagues to have to refill the fridges with their discarded bottles. Absolute tossers. With that piece of knowledge, I would like to know, what are your favourite alcoholic beverages for A, night in, B, night out? P.S. Thank you for all bringing back my passion for wrestling since starting Cultaholic and bringing laughter and joy in the podcast after a gruesome week in work. Sounds like you earned it. All love and positivity. Peter from Northern Ireland.
Thank you, Peter.
Oh. Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you, Peter.
God, yeah, that must, that, Peter. Whoever came up with that rumor then, off licenses people, are just like, oh, yeah. He's our Vince Russo.
I was trying to do a Northern Irish accent. There we go. Cross it off the map. Right.
I know how you say Northern Ireland in a Northern Ireland. Northern Irish accent.
Go on, yeah. Ross.
So I went to school with somebody with Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
Okay, thank you.
That's how you can tell the difference. You get someone from over there to say those two words in that order, and that's how you can tell the difference from Republic to
if
Northern.
If the Irish accent's a butterfly, the Northern Irish accent's a moth. That's how I look at it. Like it's Northern Ireland.
Wow. Where'd that come from?
The Republic. It sounded very profound, didn't it?
Ugly.
And before anyone has a go, my great granddad was an Ulsterman, so I'm allowed to take the. I don't know if that's how it works. I don't know if that's how.
Anyway. Let me check the note here. Oh, P.S. Peter from Northern Ireland. If your granddad was an Ulsterman, it's all right. Oh, thanks, Peter.
So, favourite drinks for night in and night out?
I'll tell you what my new favourite one is, right?
It's a boogie.
Salted caramel Baileys.
I've seen that.
Oh, dear goodness.
I did wonder if it was
awful
worth
on the charity counter, but you know, you can deal with that, can't you?
You only live once.
Yeah. Wonderful beverage.
Right. And how do you have that?
I just have it on the rocks.
Oh.
Sometimes without the rocks, if the rocks become too diluting.
Yeah, cool. Got to strike while the iron's cold.
Yeah.
And that's for night in or night out?
Night in. Night out. No. You're sick everywhere.
Yeah.
Night out. Yeah. I take a holistic approach to nights out, me. Try to have as many different drinks as possible.
Oh, no.
Well, it's how you have the best time, innit?
Oh, the best time and the worst morning. Go on, Jack.
I think for a night out, I drink somewhere along the line, somewhere in my mid-20s, I just lost the ability to drink pints on a night out. It just makes me really tired now. So now I drink spiced rum, largely.
Mm, that's a good mix.
Yeah, spiced rum and Diet Coke. Mm. Diet, because a lot of sugar and rum, isn't there? So you've got to balance it out.
It is funny when you go, yeah, spiced rum. You know, make it healthy.
And night in, I'll have a beer on a night in. I like the odd Corona on a crisp summer's day. Lovely, with a bit of lime in the top.
Ooh.
Mm. Or like salmon.
So do you go and like, buy your limes and put them in the fridge or whatever?
No, I'm always too lazy to do that, but I shall next summer. I'll do that next time. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Night in, I'll have a bit of cracking on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. That can make me go from, oh, I'm a bit tired to, get in, I can't wait to go to bed. Night out, I'll just stick with shots because I'll have something that I want on tap usually, but now, no, I've said that all wrong. I get sick of having this lukewarm, crappy cider, so now I'll just do shots.
Okay, shots of what?
Can I have a Jaeger? And it's weird now because I have to specify Jaeger, Nabomb. You know, like, how dare you delight the lovely taste, the Jaeger's medicinal taste of Jaeger? Do you not like it?
Nah, I can't have a Jaeger bomb because the energy drink makes it better. That's the only.
I think it's like mixing like, I don't know, acid and arsenic together. It's like energy drink like that, but together it's like, I don't know who came up with Jaeger bomb. Sashimov's new move.
Yeah, so that's what you'd. That's your shot.
Yes, that is my official
discussion.
This should be in the big question. Could go this way, but yeah, that's what I'll do until I don't. Question
drink
number
responsibly.
Yeah, Jericho. Number two, and it starts off, greetings, diddle-diddles, or diddle-daddles. Greetings, diddle-daddles. That's new. I just finished watching South Africa beat England in the Rugby World Cup finals. Cool, can we skip the question? And it was a glorious moment, seeing all the people in the place I was working at cheer and scream and celebrate together and be so happy.
He must be from Scotland.
Yeah. But I couldn't help but feel how the people up in your neck of the woods felt, getting so hyped up and having it plucked. Where's this going? Plucked away from you at the last second.
I mean, in our neck of the woods, not really bothered. Not really a rugby place, is it? Northeast.
I was a bit disappointed, but not like when England get knocked out. Not when the England football team get knocked out or something. The fact that I called them England shows.
So that question backfired.
Just make Liam from South Africa feel nice. Yeah, we felt bad. What are your most heartbreaking defeats in both pro wrestling and other sports? For wrestling, mine would have to be Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam 2013. When Randall Keith cashed in. Okay. Mm-hmm. In other sports, after beating South Africa getting screwed over in the 2011 Rugby World Cup finals, there were tears. To be fair, I was 11 and woke up at 6 a.m. Why can't I read? On a Saturday for it, but the point still stands. Cheers, lads. Have a good week and keep up the great work. Liam from South Africa.
Thanks, Liam.
The one who nearly concussed himself thanks to his cat.
Oh, yeah, Tim. The one who his cat did that and he thought his hand was... And then he hit his head on the back wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's back. He's back again. And congrats to South Africa for the Rugby World Cup win, I suppose.
That's great.
Sporting heartbreak and wrestling heartbreak also. I've got a wrestling one ready to go.
I've got one as well then.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Go on.
When Mick Foley lost to Triple H at No Way Out 2000 Hell in a Cell.
When he lied to the fans.
Because that's right, Powerslam magazine, now known as Wrestle Talk magazine. I hope they're still bitching. I haven't read it yet, but I hope it's like
about Mick Foley.
The cover story is Mick Foley lied. Yeah, because as a kid I went, well, he's put his career on the line. Mick Foley's not retiring. Is that the peak of his physical conditioning? I don't know. And so my dad had the ring. I think I've said this story before, but like, dad had to ring me before school. I was like, can I fall for your dad? And he goes, all right. And he goes, have you read the news? What? And he sat down. What? Triple H won. What? Yeah, Mick Foley's retired. He's never coming back. And the fact that I remember that moment years later is very sad. Go on, what's yours?
Mine is, I can't remember which event it was at, but me and my mate, he had Sky, I didn't. So he used to tape the wrestling pay-per-views and we'd watch it like the next day I went around his. And we watched, it must have been around 2000, 2001, and it was the Hardys versus the Dudleys, I think, in a cage match for the tag titles.
So that's Survivor Series 2001?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I was a huge fan of the Hardys. Loved it because I was a kid. You love the Hardys. And Jeff, selfish Jeff, because Matt escaped. And he was like, come on, Jeff, come down. Moves are easy. And then Jeff instead decided to do a big selfish swanton. Devon, I think it was, on the table, rolled out of the way. Jeff went through, got pinned. He could have won the match. I was like, we were actually annoyed. We knew that wrestling wasn't real by that time, but we were still like, no, man, how are you? It was bad. Yeah. Ross?
Mine was a recent one when Kevin Owens beat Shane McMahon. Still haven't recovered from that one. No, I'm not too much of an emotional fellow, surprisingly. But the streak's probably the one that's got me going the most.
That's a good one. Yeah. God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real sporting things.
Again, I don't think I've ever cried at a sporting thing, but I punched a wall when Newcastle went down the first time. When Aston Villa away got beat 1-0, deflected shot, Mike Malone and all that malarkey.
I don't know that name.
Yeah. It's in some circles, it's spelled C-U-N-T.
Jack. I've got two. I cried when I was little, Euro 2004, when England got knocked out by Portugal. I remember Rui Costa scoring an injury in extra time, and I thought that was it. And then we equaled it. And then it went to penalties, and we lost. And
Saul had another one disallowed.
He did, right? And it wasn't. It should have been allowed. Yeah. But anyway. And I'm still annoyed about it now. And I didn't cry, but I was like hollow inside when Sunderland lost the League Cup final to Man City because we took the lead. Fabio Barini scored. And then Man City remembered they were Man City and went, score loads of goals now and win the cup, I guess. See you, lads.
Dark period of my life, that was.
The Sunderland's cup run?
I was on work experience at the Sunderland Echo the 2 weeks before the cup final. So I was writing endless articles about Sunderland make us dream.
Dare to dream.
I had to write 350 words about a tortoise that had a bit of red and white paper on its shell.
Like an omen.
No, it was just a pet store owner had put this circular bit of
red real turtle, right.
On this turtle, and it was like, there's that turtle with a bit of paper on its back. This is local news. Write a story.
Oh, God.
I had to go to somebody's house that had a massive Sunderland flag like covering the entire front of the house. What a bad job journalism is.
Some gasoline and some matches.
Sunderland. Someone's an interesting town.
Have you done this? Well, the shame's keeping us warm through the winter. Switch your leg off. Probably, you said that now, probably kind of sports related. Timmy the Turtle not winning The Apprentice or the vote for it the following week in the Cult Like podcast.
Yes.
Stunning lack of response there.
Very good.
He was brave, though.
Yeah. All right, mate. Again, proper, like, Cockney geezer, like, be brave, like me. It was me. Heartbroken. And he was like, Lord Sugar, people will buy these. Like, no, they won't. Shut up. Question three. Hello, Matthew, Ross, Jack, and all the other cult de diddlers.
Right, this I should point out, we've not actually read this all the way through, but we started to read it because I couldn't keep it to myself when I picked these questions out this week. I was too excited. So we know the gist of this one, but we haven't yet read it. So
I love the first bits. All right. Imagine my reaction last Friday when listening to the podcast in the bath. That's essential. I hear you talking about my dad.
What a start.
I know. Are you riveted?
Paul Levesque.
No, I'm not the son of Rodney Alcala, whatever, the serial killer that appeared on the US dating game and went on to murder many, many people.
Yes.
My dad, Adrian, is the man who visited all the Toby carveries in the UK. Yes. So he'll be killing soon.
Mr. Toby Quest.
Was proof, by the way. He included a picture of himself and it was verified and, yeah.
At his carvery peak.
Yeah,
he was consuming 3 to 4 roasts a day.
Wow.
In brackets, definitely too much carvery.
Yeah, it was too much carvery.
How's that even possible?
And on the pictures, he's not like a large man. He's quite normal.
He must walk to every single one.
Yeah, last week we talked about, if you missed this, there's a guy who visited every tomb carvery in the UK.
He plans to continue visiting any new carveries that open.
Nice.
Like Dana Carvery's doing a tour. I put Jack's suggestion to him that he should probably replace his registered blind friend with a simple selfie. He says he knows he should, but he won't.
What a bastard.
They need to keep Roger on the journeys with him, I suppose.
If you didn't want all in on the Toby Carvery saga, yes, Mr. Toby Carvery, as we call him, or Dad, as this guy calls him, has his legally blind friend take photos of him at every place.
Toby Quest.
Toby Quest. First name Toby, surname Quest. I've been following you guys for years. Best wrestling YouTube channel, hands down. Happy second birthday. All the best. Son of the man who visited all Toby Carvey restaurants in the UK.
Just call himself Son of the Man.
Son of the Man, yeah.
Thank you so
much. The closest thing we're getting to baby Jesus.
I'll tell you what as well. He also, and I regret not putting this in now because we've already got a Reese's Pieces for in a second, but he included a Toby Carvey-based Reese's Pieces.
Oh, well, we're doing that next week.
Oh, we'll do that next week. All right, okay.
Next week? Oh,
well, I've not got it with me. Should we do it next week?
You know, we'll keep it, we'll make it episodic.
Yeah.
There was someone out the shower this week, wasn't there?
Oh, it was the teacher who didn't submit his name. That was 2 weeks ago now.
Bah, bugger.
Sorry, Mr. New York-based teacher.
Oh, yeah. Maybe was that for the best? I didn't have his name in it? Or
maybe it was for the best, maybe.
Didn't we make a joke where we call him Mr. Diddler? And we were like, no, God, no.
We did do that joke. Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Not sure if it got kept in, but we've done it now.
And that is the end of the... There was actually a question there, was there? But I think it does... Just leave it as it is.
No, I just thought we had to include it.
Exactly. No, yeah. Very good choice.
Yeah. What? It's like a celebrity's
got
written
the
in.
Famous people who watch this podcast.
The son of the man who ate at all the Toby Carveries.
Sorry, Lewis Capaldi, you're off the perch now. You're the most famous listener now. Yeah.
Adrian Quest. That's just presume that's his second name.
Quest. Like Johnny, was the Johnny Quest? Was that a cartoon?
That's right.
Yeah, Johnny Quest. I was
the
buzzing.
New adventures of Toby Quest.
So yeah, sorry for
that. Oh, whatever, I'll laugh at myself. So if you're going to send your questions, please, 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 God, please send them to...
mailbag@cultaholic.com.
Are you ready for Reese's Pieces?
I'm so ready for Reese's Pieces, yeah.
Good, you better be, because it's about to hit you hard and hit you fast. Little Britain or Gavin Stacey?
Little Britain.
Gavin and Stacey.
Little Britain.
Hasn't aged well, though, has it?
No. Oh, sorry, yes, this... Have I not included who it's from?
We'll do that at the end.
Sorry, this was basically a UK themed one.
Oh, okay. The Royal Family, TV, or The Royal Family, the monarchy.
TV?
The TV show.
Yeah, we're royal. Alan Partridge or Phoenix Knights? Oh,
Phoenix Knights.
Phoenix Knights. We're northern.
Alan Partridge. Okay. Come on, man. Red lorry or yellow lorry?
Yellow lorry.
Red lorry.
Red lorry.
Right.
Yellow lorry. Red. Would I Lie to You or Never Mind the Buzzcocks?
Buzzcocks, hands down.
It's difficult, but Buzzcocks has got the legacy.
Oh, Buzzcocks
both
was
good.
Yeah, they are both good.
I'm saying Would I Lie to You, to be fair. Right Twix or Left Twix?
Right Twix.
Left Twix.
I lean to the left. Celebrations or Quality Street?
This was hard. I haven't decided yet.
Celebrations.
Yes, Celebrations just, but Quality Street is also good.
I'm going to say Celebrations because my nana doesn't watch this. And here's a proper UK question. Here we go. Daddy or chips?
Daddy.
Chips.
What's daddy's the sauce, isn't it? The brown sauce chips all day.
I think she picks chips in the other. So yeah, let's go with that. Tyler Bate or Trent Seven?
Bate.
I can't decide because I think Tyler Bate's just the better wrestler, but Trent Seven's way funnier. So I'll go Trent.
Yeah, I'll go with Trent. It's like Sophie's choice, this. CBBC or... Really?
Oh,
oh wait, man. You can't answer yes or
easy,
no.
It's easy. If you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
Well, CBBC or CITV.
I was CBBC all the way through.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say...
Angelica Bell.
SMTV Live?
I did watch that on the
Saturday. No, we're not counting that. This is
the weekly when you get home from
school.
Oh,
yeah, right.
This is the weekday wars.
Yeah.
Not the Monday night wars. Weekday wars.
SMTV on a Saturday morning. But yeah, CBBC was the one.
CBBC.
I'll go back and forth, my alliance, honestly.
Oh,
you're one of them channel switchers. Have
you? CITV would have Art Attack, CBBC would have...
Wait, what have my parents are aliens? CITV?
CITV,
oh,
yeah.
I might have to switch.
We had Blue Peter, you had Shortchanged.
Shortchanged.
Oh, my God.
Shortchanged. Don't get to us, man.
F.O.T.
Mona the Vampire was there.
Mona the Vampire.
I didn't quite care for Mona the Vampire.
The Cram Twins.
Bodger and Badger.
Bodger and Badger.
You had Chuggle
Brothers.
Basil Brush.
Chuggle Brothers, yeah.
Gosh.
I think I was
like more... I said, back and forth. Like,
yes, it's hard. This. Where was Otis the Aardvark? CBBC.
CBBC.
Oh,
yeah.
CBBC. I liked Otis.
I did like Otis the Aardvark.
But CITV didn't have a mascot.
No.
They didn't have a presenting team, did they? That was just like programs in a row.
They did it early on when they had like Count Duckula.
CITV had Ka-Ching, and I liked Ka-Ching.
Not with CBBC, Ka-Ching. Rude boy.
Rude boy.
CBBC had Smart, though.
Yeah.
What's CITV's art show?
Neil Buchanan, Art Attack.
Art Attack, yeah. Now in the
was that CITV?
Yeah.
Now in the band Marseille. Saw them at Sunderland Freshers.
Sorry. Anyway, we'll move. Literally, that you can't. That's harsh. I'm a Celebrity or Strictly Come Dancing.
I'm a Celebrity.
I used to watch I'm a Celebrity as a kid, but I think these days if I had to watch one of the two, I'd go for Strictly. I'm going to go for Strictly.
I'm going to say I'm a Celebrity with my gun to my head, so I have something to talk to with my parents. Progress or ICW.
Progress? I don't know. Flick of a coin.
I'm more of a Progress fan.
What year?
Yeah, it depends.
Oh, wait, no. Jen Louise, ICW.
What?
Hey, I'm a
just
freak.
Being nice to Jen.
Aldi or Aldi or Little?
Oh, my days. Aldi.
Aldi.
Little, because someone named me. And finally, Adam Pacitti, Arrested Documentary or Adam Pacitti, Texas Documentary.
I've not seen the Texas one, so wrestling.
I'll go for the Texas one because I can talk to Adam about wrestling whenever I want, but the Texas one's something special. He looks for love. It's brilliant.
Wrestler.
Oh, what?
No reason given. Lots of love.
You've seen neither, have you?
No. Lots of love, you damn diddling diddlers.
Christ.
We almost got there.
Jack without the sea.
Thank you, Jack. Love.
Thank you, Jack without the sea. Like Jack and Daxter.
Yes.
And that's it.
Reese's Pieces.
You know what? I'm sweating after that one. God, oh my.
Next week we'll do the Toby
one.
What,
Murderer's Row of Reese's Pieces?
That was hard. That was a good one. God. That was a strong one from Jack.
God, the stakes were so high.
I'm still thinking of CITV shows. If you have Reese's Pieces, please send them to Point at Ross.
Mailbag at cultaholic.com.
It's Cultaholics.
The question.
Go on. Do you want to do me?
What?
Wow. What a great podcast.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't take that out of context. Use it. Do you want to do us?
That's anyway, going to be on
big there. Question.
Wow.
Lots of chemistry. Which matches... No, I haven't done the big thing. I'm crap.
You can
big,
do it now.
Big question. Which matches do you want to see from the WWE/NXT invasion rather than just to be talk and mumble words?
Wow. God, I thought we did a different question, so I've not thought about this one.
Oh,
what do you have?
What question do you want to answer?
I thought we were going to do what's the best match this weekend, but no.
We can do that as well. Let's chuck it in. Did you put your headphones back on when we changed?
Maybe I
did.
Right.
Oh, it's been a good podcast. It's not been well organised or good or anything, but it's been fun.
Double big question. I think the best match this weekend is going to be Moxley versus Kenneth.
Me too.
Right.
That's that one answered. What are you saying, Matthew?
The three-way between Lucha Brothers, SCU, and Private Party.
That would also be fantastic.
Secondary.
The actual question now.
Wow, two questions for the price of one. Which matches do you want to see from the WWE/NXT invasion?
I wouldn't mind seeing Adam Cole versus a lot of different people trying to get that belt off him.
All at once.
Cesaro versus Adam Cole, but he hasn't been built up, has he? It's a shame. Who's the fiend gonna? Is there anyone creepy? Fiend versus Velveteen Dream. That's one for me.
Oh Christ!
That's the thumbnail,
great.
Adam. There you go.
Yeah. Me. I want to click the video even after I know what the answer's gonna be to see. Yes.
You know what? I want to see William Regal in a handicap match against Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Because I feel sorry for William Regal, right? He is Mr. NXT, right? Mm. He's the boss there. I don't care about Triple H and Shawn Michaels, right? They've taken all of William Regal's thunder and just gone gallivanting around the world with it. And it makes me sick.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, it is a good point.
If Regal makes a ruling, does Triple H just go, no?
He's the overlord.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
But overlord. We need it in War Games, Hunter.
Nah. It doesn't work for me.
No. Oh, the cake. Oh, it's all right. The cake's miles away.
Sorry, Jay Altman. Oh, okay, Dream versus... Oh, that's the thing. Well, if Lesnar wasn't having a match with Ray, I would have liked to have seen...
Volta.
Yeah, Lesnar, Volta's big.
That works. Yeah. I was going to say Riddle.
Oh.
Because Riddle could take a loss.
Keep talking to me, Matthew. Oh, keep going.
More meat than Toby Carvery. I don't know. What else? What else would be announced? Because I don't necessarily think they're all going to be three ways. If they just keep people are like, oh, why is Ray versus Lesnar just a singles match? Like, fine.
Yeah, I don't mind it. That. Yeah.
Oh God, the possibilities are endless.
They are
so endless. I can't think of
anything. Who's the current? Who's the IC belt? Who's the champion of the IC? Oh, it's Shinsuke. Isn't it?
Good right. That you forgot.
Nakamura, nice feud there.
It's Nakamura and Roddy Strong and AJ are all the mid card belt holders. That could be a good triple threat, but. I'd just like to see AJ versus Roddy or Roddy versus Nakamura.
Mm.
They'd both be good. As long as they let Nakamura cut loose and do all the things that he used to do. As in, have good matches.
I'm trying to think of who could Shayna be against, but there's no real, like...
Well, she's got a
matchup for her,
is we ignoring the match that she's got?
That's just what we want to see, isn't it?
Yes, well, oh, yeah, that's right.
Not what we think.
Not what we think is going to happen. It's what we want to happen.
There's no real, like...
He's beating everybody, so...
Yeah.
Like, Shayna wrote the Becky Lynch interview.
In terms of styles, though, as well.
Yeah, right.
There's no one that really, like...
Sonya. Said it like
well, 99 Hearts up. Almost as strong as she is. Like, sorry. So,
Asuka versus Shayna.
Yeah. Asuka versus Shayna.
No, they've not done that.
They're the two, like, mega pushed NXT women. Yeah. So that'd be good.
Yeah.
Keith Lee. And Dijakovic, just be them. Just do something. A match comes on and it's some of the crap, and they just come out and start wrestling.
Yeah.
And they're like, but we're here. Like, something thrilling, like the B-team versus, Christ, anybody.
The Colognes.
Oh, are they still employed?
Yeah, apparently so, going to the roster
Oh,
page.
Ryder and Hawkins.
Oh, do you know who else? Someone tweeted me, and I'm sorry for not remembering your name, but someone said, hi, Jack, any idea what's happened to the Ascension? And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Just the longest reigning NXT tag team champions ever.
Yeah.
Where are they? I don't know.
Because you do all those videos, what happened to NXT?
Pachita does it.
What happened to the Ascension?
Yeah. What happened to the Ascension? They're still on the roster page and everything.
One of them still follows me on Twitter. It's
nice. That's good.
Which one? The good one or the bad one?
You need to ask. If they follow me, then they're the good one.
Which one's the good one?
Victor.
The one with the long hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I always say this, but I feel a bit bad saying it. I think Connor's the worst wrestler in WWE.
Oh, why do you say that?
I don't know. Just watching him, I think, like, I know nothing about wrestling, right? But just there in my go. Uninformed opinion, yeah, in my uninformed opinion, it just strikes me as like, oh, he's like the worst wrestler.
He can't be worse than like some of the really rough ones in developmental.
Well, they're not on the main roster.
Oh, on the main roster.
Like, on the main roster.
Okay, not including.
I don't have a big question. Really. Who's the worst wrestler to be on the main roster?
Connor?
Yeah, are there any arguments for that?
I don't want to say.
Oh, Victor follows me. He's
Victor,
there.
He's a good one.
Victor.
Oh, poor.
I think Victor should beat Keith Lee at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And then just beat Riddle in like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
What a nice man Victor is.
I want to see...
Second worst wrestler in WWE.
Would you... I'm trying to think of some sort of four-way, like Keith Lee and Dijakovic against two others.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it needs to be two absolute...
Lesnar and...
Like McIntyre?
Yeah, McIntyre's a good fit.
Lashley, if you don't have the root... doesn't really work, does it?
Who's like... Also massive and good.
Eric Rowan.
Oh, Harbour. Harbour. The good one. No. Yeah, no, Rowan's... I like Rowan.
Yeah, no, that's a fair comment. Yeah. Harbour the good one. Yeah, they had a good match at Worlds Collide, didn't they?
Oh, Harbour, of course they did.
Oh, they did.
Dijakovic.
New gear, and then he went back
Harbour
to
Harbour won.
Didn't mention Oku Driver on the apron, didn't he? Yeah.
Did Harbour win?
Mental bastard. I don't know.
I feel like he didn't. Everyone
I think
went,
he did.
Huh?
Yeah, and then that was around the time he went, all right, cool, can I be back on... Oh, can I leave then? No.
Yeah, feels so bad for him. But, you know.
Let's just make one for the Velveteen Dream.
Fiend?
The Fiend. Fiend. Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say that's too soon to do that.
Oh.
Who did Undisputed Era can take on then? There's
the OC? Still the two fish. Coolest clubs in the world, bro.
But was that a twist? Was that part of the plan B?
What other clubs are there?
New Day.
Well, there's this one. That's a cult, sorry.
That's cool. There's this one.
Yeah, the four. Imagine us rocking up to NXT. Just
dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, sorry. My God, it's the lads from Cultaholic. We've signed them.
What is Cultaholic's theme tune? What's the
theme
Sam,
song?
Sam uses the harp noise at the start of videos. And
yeah. I thought it was Penny's. Just... Penny's theme was the first that came to my mind.
Oh, it was the cheaty. Yeah, whatever song plays. We didn't start the fight, but the wrestling version.
Very wrestling Christmas for Christmas time.
We need to vote on what our official song is, don't
official
we?
Official theme song.
Yeah. So when people make the creator wrestlers, they're like, well, what theme do I use?
Well, we often...
If I just put Ass Man by Billy Gunn.
Kind of the motto of... By Billy like, Gunn. Ross's favourite workplace anthem for years now is well, it's one of two songs, isn't it?
Oh.
Lolly.
Radio. Viva La Radio.
Viva La Radio. Yeah. And Vinnie Jones.
Vinnie Jones. Take your pick off the Respect album. Bad, Bad Lou Rob Brown, it could be.
Do you see him on... we've forgotten the
question. No, I've not seen him on the X Factor yet, no.
I thought he let himself down a bit.
Did he?
He got too excited. It was an energetic performance.
I think it is like nearly 20 years since that album came out. That's so he might have lost a bit
He goes for it. Like he really goes for it. And fair play to him. But
I would like to see Vinnie Jones against Elias.
Yeah. Vinny, yeah. What did he...
If they can find Elias.
He's back from injury soon, apparently.
Oh, I see.
What did he... Dirty sheets. What did Vinny sing on the X Factor, man?
I know he sent the plane that one time when he got arrested. He was drunk and belligerent. He had to throw him off and he was telling people, I can have you killed for $3,000.
Jesus, Vinny. Probably could, but... Phew.
Allegedly.
I don't want Vinny Jones going off.
Allegedly, according to Wikipedia.
He's the scourge of Geordies everywhere because he grabbed Gaza's balls during a match once.
He did.
Yeah. Young Gaza, terrified he would have been. I mean, obviously.
I think we're at the point where we've completely gone off the rails.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Last, going once, going twice.
It's been emotional.
Wow.
Sold.
What a great the podcast.
Well, it's been an emotional, podcast. Ross, anything to plug?
Straight to Hell tomorrow with Sammy Guevara.
Oh, Sammy Guevara, that'll be
Sammy
nice.
Guevara, yeah. Lovely. Sammy G, as Jim Ross likes to call him.
Not Sam. Oh, no. No, that's not going to be well if you start calling yourself that.
Yeah.
And Jack, anything to plug?
I'll plug my mate's band again because they've got a gig coming up soon. Home Truths UK. That's at Home Truths UK. Or is it Home Truths Music? Search Home Truths, all one word.
Best podcast. And I'm going to plug DJ Cumberbund, whose music I've just discovered. And he DM'd me saying, I like your stuff too. I'm like, yay, Predator Handshake. So go nice watch DJ Cumberbund on YouTube. But second anniversary, thank you very much for having me.
That's all right. Thank you for joining us.
Hold this
joining
here.
Us. I sound like such a company boy. Thank you for joining.
You know, and as we do.
Oh, no. Nice, no, he's going to, no.
In the spirit of wrestling.
Oh, God. He's not, nice by no,
on his own Mr. Q.
We were gonna put the cake in his face and we're not wrestling.
We've got more videos to do in here fine, this afternoon than mess.
No, it's fine. You fed us really well. It just went wrong. We've botched
did,
it. What,
did you want thanks,
us,
Natty.
Did you want us to lift the cake?
Yeah, he did, but he did. I don't know.
Well, I'll do...
Just put your... All right, do that.
Put, oh, yeah.
But I've said it on camera now, you...
Thanks, everyone.
Still got cheers the visual.
Diddler, 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 diddler. Should I put my face through it?
No.
It's you like trying to... You can't redo it. It's like trying to drown yourself.
Just do it yourself. Just put Kenny Omega or something.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Wrestle yourself.
Thanks, everyone.
Put a jack.
Go on, wrestle yourself.
It's a diddler cake. What's that? A diddler cake? Wow. I'm not a diddler, but I know people who are. So watch this.
Oh, he's done it.
Oh, he's done it. Turn around, show the camera.
Turn around. Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.